following is a previously broadcast program.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
Just woke up in sunny Manchester. This is Roots Maneuver on CKUT on 90.3 Montreal. Check it out.
Travel near, travel far. It's sickly bizarre. Ain't a sound that plays so. Ain't a sound that stays so. Relevant to all soldier movement. Bringing improvement. Bashment and groovement. To the dub stack. High quality supply. Tune to dub.
À faire, j'étais tranquille. Je tourne un rond dans la maison. Le téléphone sonne, c'est Shirley.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is celebrating its 20th anniversary from September 22nd to 26th, 2021. 5 days of music, films, art, crafts, panels, and more, featuring Cakes Tequila, Backwash, The Besnard Lakes, The Deers, Handsome Eli, and more. Tickets on sale now at popmontreal.com.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
This is Angela Davis. You're listening to CKUT
90.3.
What is it that gives your life a sense of meaning and purpose? Because once you find that, it puts you in your power place. See, if you know what your life work is, I encourage you to start working on it. If you can't do it all at one time, do just a little bit of it. And if you don't know what it is that you showed up to do, if you don't know why you're here, I encourage you to find out what your purpose is here. What is the meaning of your life? What will be different? Have you ever asked yourself that question? I've done that. I remember coming from a friend of mine's funeral, and I was reflecting on how much time I had left. And I went for a walk in a park thinking about this guy whose life was so promising. And I mean, he wasn't an old guy. He was quite young, in fact. And I thought about all of the things that he said he was going to do, and he never got a chance to do those things. And I started thinking about my own life and how much time I had left to do the things that I would like to do. And at that time, I wasn't sure what my life purpose was, what my life's work was. I wasn't sure about it at that time. And I thought about it quite a lot. I had some idea, but I wasn't convinced that I don't think I felt worthy. I didn't believe that it could be me to do this kind of work that I'm doing right now. And I say to you that if you begin to take a conscious effort to find out what it is that you're supposed to do, I say that it can literally save your life. I said that it can literally save your life. 85% of the American public, according to recent studies, are going to jobs that they hate, working on jobs that do not challenge them. They get sick thinking about going. Because, see, when you go to a job and you already know how far you can go, you can already see that proverbial glass ceiling. See, when you're going someplace and you already know how much you're going to make, you already know how far you can go, you're in a dead-end position. It erodes your self-esteem. It lowers your sense of yourself. It creates an inner turmoil. It creates an emptiness in you. So I say that your life is worth finding what it is that you're supposed to do. And I'm not saying quit your job. I'm saying find it and do just a little bit of it. Just start working at it just a little bit, but do find out what your work is and hold on to it and don't let your dream go. Don't let it go. See, and here's something else I want you to begin to look at. Why is it that most people don't pursue their dreams or don't do better than what they're doing if they're capable of doing it? I think that many of us don't go the next step because we don't know what to do yet. And I say that the reason we even explore the possibility of what to do is because subconsciously, CKUT 90.3
FM, are you hearing me loud and clear out there, my family?
Deserve it.
CKUT 90.3 FM.
How much time
are you hearing me loud and clear out there, family?
How much time do you spend every day working on your dream?
Yo, it feels good to be back.
How many books have you read?
So good that I had to bring the griot with me.
Yeah.
You know, but I got to shout out. I got to shout out my entire CKUT family who've been holding me down.
What kind of investment have you made in you?
Since I've been on a little hiatus. Shout out to one and only, Super Spencer. Super Spencer.
Changing
I have to put the cape on and come through and make sure that my audio settings was right for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Conscious effort.
It's your own boy Preacher the Building coming to you live and direct from the city of Montreal. You are now tuned into another edition of the Lunchtime Takeover. We're going to do something different right now. We already started. But I just had to turn the volume up a little bit for you guys to make sure that you guys hear the words of the one and only Les Brown. Pull up!
What is it that gives your life a sense of meaning and purpose? Because once you find that, it puts you in your power place. See, if you know what your life work is, I encourage you to start working on it. If you can't do it all at one time, do just a little bit of it. And if you don't know what it is that you showed up to do, if you don't know why you're here, I encourage you to find out what your purpose is here. What is the meaning of your life? What will be different? Have you ever asked yourself that question? I've done that. I remember coming from a friend of mine's funeral and I was reflecting on how much time I had left. And I went for a walk in a park thinking about this guy whose life was so promising. And I mean, he wasn't an old guy. He was quite young, in fact. And I thought about all of the things that he said he was going to do, and he never got a chance to do those things. And I started thinking about my own life and how much time I had left to do the things that I would like to do. And at that time, I wasn't sure what my life purpose was, what my life's work was. I wasn't sure about it at that time. And I thought about it quite a lot. I had some idea, but I wasn't convinced that I don't think I felt worthy. I didn't believe that it could be me to do this kind of work that I'm doing right now. And I say to you that if you begin to take a conscious effort to find out what it is that you're supposed to do, I say that it can literally save your life. I said that it can literally save your life. 85% of the American public, according to recent studies, are going to jobs that they hate, working on jobs that do not challenge them. They get sick thinking about going. Because, see, when you go to a job and you already know how far you can go, you can already see that proverbial glass ceiling. See, when you're going someplace and you already know how much you're going to make, you already know how far you can go, you're in a dead-end position. It erodes your self-esteem. It lowers your sense of yourself. It creates an inner turmoil. It creates an emptiness in you. So I say that your life is worth finding what it is that you're supposed to do. And I'm not saying quit your job. I'm saying find it and do just a little bit of it. Just start working at it just a little bit. But do find out what your work is and hold on to it and don't let your dream go. Don't let it go. See, and here's something else I want you to begin to look at. Why is it that most people don't pursue their dreams or don't do better than what they're doing if they're capable of doing it? I think that many of us don't go the next step because we don't know what to do yet. And I say that the reason that we don't even explore the possibility of what to do is because subconsciously we don't believe that it can happen for us and we don't believe that we deserve it. So here's what I'm suggesting. How much time do you spend working on you? How much time do you spend every day working on your dream? In the last 90 days, how many books have you read? In the last year, what new skill or knowledge have you acquired? What kind of investment have you made in you? So I'm saying that as you begin to look at where you want to go, if you want to make it today, and things are changing so fast you have to literally run to stand still, I'm saying that you've got to make some conscious effort to begin to work to develop you. Here's something else. Most people are not living their dreams because of fear, ladies and gentlemen. Fear, limited vision, and lack of self-esteem is what keep most people doing things they don't want to do. The same reason that people stay in relationships where they're abused or they're unhappy or it's unfulfilling, they can't see themselves beyond that relationship. They can't see themselves enjoying life without that person. They think that this is all that they can do. The same reason that people get stuck at a certain level in life, they can't see things being better for them. And they think that this is it and this is all they deserve. This is all they've ever seen. It's been passed on to them. And they think that this is it for them. Oh, no. I was looking what Dr. Blanton, Smalley Blanton, who is a colleague of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, what he said about fear. He said, fear is the most subtle and destructive of all human diseases. Ladies and gentlemen, fear kills dreams. Fear kills hope. Fear put people in the hospital. Fear can aid you. Fear, ladies and gentlemen, can hold you back from doing something that you know within yourself that you're capable of doing, but it will paralyze you. And it seemed like you're in a hypnotic spell. And I ask you a question, what is the benefit? What's the benefit of allowing fear to hold you back? What's the benefit of giving up on yourself? Of not stepping out on life and taking life on. What is the benefit for you? What's the plus in that? It's one of the things I had to ask myself. So I didn't want to make any mistakes. I wanted everybody to like me. I wanted to be perfect the first time I did something. It's not going to happen. You're going to make some mistakes. You're going to hurt some folks' feelings. You're going to create some enemies. Whenever you decide that you want to begin to take life on. You've got to ask yourself, How long am I going to allow this to hold me back? I like what Zig Ziglar says. He said, fear is false evidence appearing real. That is an illusion that we create in our mind. It is a state of mind that can be changed. So let's look at how we can begin to take some steps to restructure that fear, to begin to expand our visions of ourselves, to begin to increase our self-esteem. Webster said that self-esteem means confidence and satisfaction in oneself. Look at your life right now. Whatever you've done up to this point in time, your life is working. Whatever you have produced, it came out of you as a result of the kind of person that you have become. It's a result of your choices. It's a result of your consciousness. Now you have to ask yourself, are you satisfied with what you have produced? Is this what you want? Would you like for things to be better than this? Do you believe that you deserve better than this? Are you content? This is it. You don't have to do anything else. That you already resign yourself in life and say, well, I'm happy. I'm not starving like the people in Calcutta. Are you allowing yourself to get off the hook like that? Or do you believe somewhere in the back of your mind or in your heart that there's some other great work for you to do? There's something else that life has for you. And that's why you're here. How do we handle this fear factor? How do we increase our self-esteem? You have to begin to fortify yourself. How do we do that? I believe that you have to begin to consciously monitor your inner conversation and start talking to yourself. Start building yourself up. Sometimes the only good things you will hear about you are the things that you say to you. So I'm saying learn to be your own booster. Start building yourself up. Start encouraging yourself. Start saying, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I started thinking about becoming a speaker, I said, yes, I can do this. I can make this happen. When I start trying to convince myself I can be a businessman after flopping and failing and losing thousands of dollars and feeling stupid and dumb and having people take advantage of me because of what I didn't know, I had to talk to myself because people were saying to me that I was dumb. And somewhere in the back of my mind, I was saying, you're right. Look at what I've done. I had to say, no, Les. Hey, come on, man. Get yourself together. You can handle this. You just haven't figured it out yet. It's all right. This is your training period. This is the tuition you have to pay for what you don't know. You can do this. Other people have done it. It doesn't take an Einstein. Get you some people that can teach you some stuff that you don't know. Get you some people that have done it successfully and learn from them. Take some seminars, workshops, read some books on how to manage a business. Change the way you see yourself and begin to tend to the personal details. Understand that nobody's going to take care of your business better than you. And when I start changing that kind of mindset of beating myself up because of my mistakes, and start looking at the possibility of my doing better, of my making the adjustment that would enable me to do what I want to do successfully, things begin to change. And I'm saying, stop beating up on yourself. You do it. I know you do it. I've done it. It's a natural inclination for us to put ourselves down. See, we are born negative, I think, in a negative consciousness because we live in a negative world. Here's some other things, ladies and gentlemen. Begin to guard your mind against negative programming, like turn off the television. Don't watch the news. So you've got to guard the kinds of things that you put in your mind. See, if you don't program your mind will be programmed because human beings are goal-oriented. That's why we die of broken hearts early. That's why we're running through life to early graves. We're going through life, ladies and gentlemen. And I think that Henry David Thoreau said that most men live in quiet desperation. Most of us go through life running scared. So we created this in our minds, false evidence appearing real. We made it real in our minds. That's why Churchill said there's nothing to fear but fear itself. That's the destructive monster. So turn off things that can contribute to your fear. Turn a deaf ear to people that all they can do is talk about how negative things are because they have bought into the consciousness of the world. Start attending workshops, seminars, listening to tapes on a daily basis to begin to recondition your mind, to retrain your thinking. Faith comes by what?
hearing and hearing and hearing. Listen to things that can empower you, that can enable you to create a new reality for yourself and a new life for yourself. You might appear to be strange around most people. You know, most people think you're strange if you're happy today. See, these people have not found their purpose in life. That's why they're grumpy. That's why they're miserable. That's why they're so negative. They're hurting and they want to hurt other people. So start practicing using programs for your mind. Seminars, books, workshops. Keep a journal. Record your thoughts. What's happening with you? Every day when you get up, have a journal near you. See, ladies and gentlemen, we get 3 to 4 thoughts a year that if we would act on those thoughts, they could change our life. What idea are you sitting on? Write your ideas down. And then, once you get that idea, take the leap. Take the leap. See, it's out here in the universe. If you don't take the plunge, I guarantee you, somebody else will. Take the plunge. Go into action. And ladies and gentlemen, you will be surprised how things will come together. You'll be surprised. Now, you're going to have some difficult challenges. I can tell you that now. Be aware of that. Things are not going to work out exactly right. For a time, they will sometimes. And that's when life is just playing a game with you. I want you to feel good and relax. But ladies and gentlemen, go into action with your dream. And don't avoid where the fights are. Get in the midst of the fight. Get knocked down so you can learn how to fight, so you can hold your position. See, most people don't get out in the arena of life because they don't want to fight. Most people don't get out there because they don't want to get knocked down. They don't want to be dropped to their knees. But see, you're going to be dropped whether you're on the field or whether or not you're sitting on the sidelines. You're going to be dropped. So at least get dropped for something. See, that's how most people are spectators in life. You don't want to be a spectator. You want to get out in the field where the action is. And you will be amazed. After the struggle, there will be a calm period and things will begin to click for you.
Tuesday. You see, I had to start with some Les Brown for you. I had to start with some Les Brown for you.
Cause the street said it.
No. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I think I'm coming back.
I'm coming back
to an interesting situation around here, right?
Got all these blessings on me.
Interesting situation. And before we jump into the news,
put in it, coulda, wrote it.
Get into some, you know what I'm saying?
It only takes one time.
Views and musical interludes.
Son, I can see.
I wanted to make sure we kept that energy up.
After what happened in Nipsey,
you've never heard the voice of the one.
No real issues there to be.
Inspiration of the one and only Les Brown.
Information from people.
I implore you, man. Head out, get out there. Check him out online. Yes, sir.
They don't give you more, drains you. Should be a billionaire.
YouTube or wherever you get your, you like to get your information.
And everybody around me think I'm
even on Spotify.
I just want to
L-E-S.
And I'm walking out the
B-R-O-W-N.
Another 10-year run. Niggas is banging over.
Gotta shout him out for that 15-minute worth of afternoon motivation.
My ass has his head done.
That afternoon motivation.
So knew their history, so they knew where.
We gonna be talking about motivation right now, man. I gotta shout out the memory of the one and only Nipsey Hussle. Yo, that brother was talking deep. You know what I mean? The brother's mind was working. Brother was out here on that Les Brown flex. He was letting people know about the times that was about to come. You know what I'm saying? That's why he felt like he needed to alert the world, man. He needed to get Dr. Sebi's name out there. Because the world is missing Sebi right now. You know, if Sebi was here right now, we'd be having different conversations. You feel me? So shout out all of my soldiers, or my soldierettes, and everybody keeping hope alive. Nipsey, Big Sean, let's go. This one's called Deep Reverence. Right here on the Lunchtime Takeover. Happy Tuesday!
Fuck rap, I'm a street legend. Black love me with a deep reverence. I was birthed in a C-section. Helicopters and police presence. We got ops, so we keep weapons. We on y'all block while y'all eat breakfast. A lot of shots, we broke street records. Watch how you talk, I got reflexes. Watching your cheap necklace. Then we slide out the east exit. But every time we get the fucking niggas up, TMZ catch it. Y'all still learning street lessons. But the mastermind, first you master grind and your team catch it. This time it's for the money, I don't need credit. And I'm the Don, cause the street said it. Look.
Fuck rap, I'm a street legend.
And I'm the Don, cause the street said it.
Black love me with a deep reverence.
And I'm the Don, cause the street said it.
And I got pressure on me. 7 days a week is game seven on me. Life will test you out. You live through that, that's testimony. Giving them hell, but how in the hell I got all these blessings on me? Most of the girls I know addicted to social media. All the time they put in, they could've wrote encyclopedias. Mama said it only takes one time to fuck up your whole Wikipedia. And as your son, I can see the type of life that you see me in. After what happened in Nipsey, I reached out to Kendrick. There wasn't even no real issues there to begin with. Lack of communication and wrong information from people fueled by the ego. It's like mixing flames with diesel. Energy crazy, I realize that it's a two-way street. What's coming is going, if it don't give you more, it drains you. Should be a billionaire based on the time off I'm not taking. Probably why this shit with me get crazy and we lost a baby. And everybody around me think I'm the one, but we all just one of ones. And I'm walking out the crib, they ask me where I'm going. I told them I'm going on another 10-year run. Niggas is banging over blocks that they don't own. Thinking that's home, boy, you think that's where you from? You don't really know where you from. You don't know how deep your roots is, what your ancestors had done. So God bless all of the sons and daughters who knew their history so they knew where to take it farther. And all the ones that stuck with me like good barbers. Looking at my life story, God's a good author. Never was a lot of us in the room. We move like ninjas. And if it costs you peace of mind, it might be too expensive. So I can't give you everything that you want from me for free, though. Get you one shot in life, you might not be able to reload. So advanced, I need all my advances. Bro hit me up for cash like we done had the same chances. My dad hit me up like, why I don't live in a mansion? I'm trying to focus, but baby girl, keep holding my mind for ransom. And that ain't how it's supposed to be. This man Ho got to a beat, and his name shined too. I almost felt like it was me. Damn, I realized all my setbacks were inside of me. In high school, I learned chemistry, biology, but not how to cope with anxiety. Or how I could feel like I'm by myself on an island with depression on all sides of me. Damn. With a Glock 17 right on the side of me. Look, I ain't think I had the thought of suicide in me until life showed me all these different sides of me. Too many times I thought the Reaper was outside for me. And how the fuck is people that never met me that hate me? I wonder if they understand that I meditate daily and feel like my life purpose is to give inspiration. Despite the hit songs and there's just no escaping that I take care of my family and beat the odds that were deadly. You hate that? That just reflects your lack of succession. Bless them. If it ain't Nipsey Blue, it's Detroit Blue. This that Detroit too. I'm bringing it back to my hood like D-Boys do. Gone.
So the collaboration of the Nipsey and who?
Oh, man, I'll probably say Payroll or T. Grizzly. Me and Big Sean talked about doing something recently, too. So, you know, all of them. I'm going to tap in with all of Detroit.
Fuck rap, I'm a street legend. Block
level
with a deep reverence.
Super. Good. Englewood. Purple rain falling down on the prince of the coast with the sunshine all year round. Purple haze over landscape, still I hydrate in the lunch line with the smog and clouds. What? Start me out. This song's in the key of life, and love is in need of more. Young from Englewood, barefoot on the cedar floor. If black music is the blood, then my heart has been beating more. Rapidly, happily, I look back on a Afeni Shakur. Her son paved the way. Now all eyes on me, cause I'm young, black, and gifted. Nina, all eyes gon' see. If you swung back when faced with a challenge, that's meant to break you and balance scales. You ain't average, now throw your hands on three. Gon' put them up for black magic,
black excellence, black habits. This black medicine, everything black.
Black chucks, black chucks, everything.
Everything black.
Black hug, black love, everything.
Praise black Jesus, play black Moses. Give them flowers while they still hear them black roses. Everything black.
Black child, black bride, everything.
Everything black.
Black pride, black lives, everything.
French noir, here you are, black. Everything you need, better believe you are that. Skin noir, French noir, here you are, black. Every time they hear this, they gon' say he made an anthem. Life ain't a pan, this ain't black and white, it's a canvas. Spike Lee your dreams and Bruce Lee your tantrums. Then go Michael Jordan, go Samson. Knock down the walls around me. Strong and dark and so handsome. Everything around me is shining dark and the time is divine. I found a spark when the clouds leak and the rain falling. I found peace. I'm black as the concrete, black as the street that's lined with the palm tree. I'm black as the night sky when you broken your radio, begging just don't meet. Black as the bottom of Chuck Taylor's. Black as haters. Black as the bar rubber, hitting donuts in front of the store. With 2 months later, they got stopped in the cops. Found a black burner underneath the seat on some Nat Turner. Black as the judge roll when the case closed. Now your life on the back burner.
Black magic.
Black magic.
Black excellence.
Black excellence.
Black habits.
Black habits.
It's black medicine.
Yeah.
Everything black.
Black chucks. Black chucks. Everything.
Everything black.
Hug. Black love. Everything.
Praise black Jesus.
Yeah.
Play black Moses. Give them flowers while they still hear black roses. Everything black.
Black child, black bride, everything.
Everything black.
Black pride, black lives, everything. Skin noir, French noir, here you are, black. Everything you need, better believe you are that. Skin noir, French noir, here you are, black. Everything you need, better believe you are that, yeah.
Mira negritos, puro amor pa' mis morenitos. Hice un giro, cambiando idioma. Huele palomas encima de rollercoaster. Cae cerca de la playa, ocean view. Blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. We dance in a soca too. Only f*** with few real to chill with us. Bear with us to deal with. Never pull the trigger aiming at another man. But real hitters still pick up the phone. I ain't on this mission alone. Used to dream of really stacking my funds. Now my windows just as black as my gun. I feel divine, it came on time. God never changes, ain't gon' lie. I lost faith and cried, then my faith revived. And as soon as I let go and surrendered to him my talents, this young king took off like Go-Go Gadget. There go that black magic.
Black excellence, black habits, this black medicine. Everything
black chucks, everything.
Everything
black. Black hood, black love, everything.
Praise black Jesus, play black Moses. Give them flowers while they still hear black roses. Everything black.
Black child, black bride, everything.
Everything black.
Black pride, black lives, everything.
Sound about right.
Yeah. No, you ain't never tell a lie. You ain't told a lie.
Yeah. Everybody wanna be an athlete. Everybody wanna rap on beats. Everybody wanna eat watermelon and fried chicken. Sorry, it's a black thing.
It's a black thing.
Everybody wanna hit after me. Watch your back, cause they got to me. Got every women up in my living room trying to measure me. Maybe it's a black thing.
It's a black thing.
Don't subtweet at me. We just kicking freestyles in the backseat. Did your classrooms looking gladly.
Gladly.
Buy and sell drugs in the alley. Got a pot of compassion, working overtime and you can tell a physician. I don't wanna find no divine division. I be getting high, it's a black thing.
It's a black thing.
Black shots to Shinaki. I be on new, so they copy the debauchery. Go ahead then, watch me. Don't watch TV.
Don't watch TV.
You can get it all on CD.
CD.
Mind know it's homicidal. Every time you at my recital, I will serve you like appetizers. You should know I'm your idol now.
Grew up in the West,
up and down pounding, jigga.
Everybody wanna be black.
Don't nobody wanna be a n***a.
Feel like Malcolm X,
thinking outside my window.
Everybody wanna be black, but
don't nobody wanna be a Everybody tryna get dreads, but they ain't African. All the light girls getting a tan so they can darken their skin. Sorry, it's a black thing.
It's a black thing.
I don't give a yeah, I said Red. Everybody wanna design something for Louis Vuitton. Baby, it's a black thing.
It's a black thing.
Blacked out in the backseat of the black Jeep. Listening to black by me. You can catch me a taste of soul. Eating on gumbo with the black IP.
Yeah.
Black on black. I'm back on track. Black owned. If you ain't in, you can't say yeah. It's a black thing.
It's a black thing.
Spike Lee, do the right thing.
Right thing.
Don't step on my Nikes. Just got these. Go roll for the neck piece. Yup, I'm a white team.
Yeah.
Oh, you wanna be just like me, huh? Then the police wanna lock me up. Chevy on creep, black Air Force One. What it's gon' be, what it's gon' be, you can ask about me.
Grew up in the West, up and down pounding, jigga. Everybody wanna be bad, don't nobody wanna be a feel like Malcolm X, thinking outside my window. Everybody wanna be black, but don't nobody wanna be a
Thank you.
cell phone was a, how come you don't see that? You think Black Tops is more spiritual? You think that about white? No. They got enough sense to know that white folks ain't gonna tolerate us. And the only reason they do to us what they do, cause you tolerate
it.
Okay, I'm not telling you.
Real bad guys. Living like a villain, never chilling. Heavy influence on your chilling. Yeah, I woke up this morning to a cop with a who told me that he looking for a on the run. I thought for a second and I screwed my face and asked some dirty pigs why the you in my place. They said chill or we kill, this is a warning. Then I told him where is the roaring? Then they got the punching and kicking and macing. Then the whole situation with Larry Davis. Thinking about my lady and thinking about my baby. Thinking these pigs going crazy. They want to kill a because a nigga on this rap. Want to leave me dead on the mattress. Hampton, I'm a public enemy because I call rampant. And I don't give a fuck about a party in the Hamptons. And I don't give a fuck about a mother. As far as I'm concerned, that's Cliffs. But my dad was a cop. You don't think I know a dirty cop when I see one? Shake down, take down, disrespecting the badge. Back to the scene, going wild in the bedroom. Grabbed the cop's, left him licking with a head wound. Second cop's, but it his partner. Shot him in the leg and he hit a main artery. Reading at a dirty cop's looking at me. Talking about he killed me if I try to flee. I'm about to lose it, so he gon' have to prove it. The government hate rap music. I've been labeled outlaw, renegade villain. So was Martin King, so the system had to kill him. A nigga with an attitude, the world gotta feel him. Educated villain, intent on living. If I gotta kill a cop, but just to make it out of villain. Get left dead, no feelings. Young come as I buck up for his feelings. Trying to knock his brain through the ceiling.
Hey, bro, I'm in some trouble, okay? I gotta be gone for a minute. Just call my old man.
When I surface on the streets, I can hear the crowd yelling and see the neighborhood stitches pointing and telling. I'm yelling like a felon, no Assad or Shakur. Before the law, leave me stinking like a bag of manure. Like one in the movie, they want you dead cause the things that I say might make the youth go and pick up and tell the government. No way, like John Colomama, I be running every day. Cause if I get caught, it's my life to terminate. Or stick me in a cell of Guantanamo Bay. All because of you, won't submit in no way. I be an outlaw before I ever behave. I die free man before I live like a slave. And nothing changes if they catch me today. The police is still all I gotta say. Say, 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 say.
CKUT 90.3 FM. It's your homeboy preaching the building, man. Yes, music by the one and only Killer Mike, right there, man. Yo, I feel, you know what I mean? I feel like that's the climate right now. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a lot on people's chests. You know what I mean? Shout out everybody who's been keeping me up to date on the news. You know what I mean? Keeping me up to date on what's going on out there. We're definitely going to get into, you know, we're going to get into some of this. You know what I mean? We're going to get into some of this. But before we do, man, you know what I mean? I want to shout out Mongo Bay. I'll let you know why in a bit. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out Mongo Bay. I want to shout out my big brother Singing P, my Scorpio brother. You know what I'm saying? I need a shout out to one and only Scrooge or Scroogey. Yeah, man. Oh, you mean, you know, love to all of uno. You see me? I don't know. See you guys over there doing good work. Good work, you know. Let us get the word from the community that they're, you know, that they've took a stand for the community. You see me? Now, you don't know, right here on CKUT, we're all about giving space to our local businesses, to local entities, to local events. So, yo, if you have something going on and you need to bring visibility to that, to your ongoing, you know what I mean? Especially in this time right now, as I've been saying over the last, for the last year and a for the last couple of years, from time, my tone has never changed. You see? Us as a community, we need each other right now more than ever. You know what I mean? I see a lot of refraction going on. I see a lot of divisiveness going on. I see a lot of division going on. You know me. You know your homeboy Preach. It's all about love. It's a love thing all the time. You see it? So right now, I want to spread some love to some of our local businesses that have been going strong throughout this time, yeah. You see me? I'm making sure that your belly them stay full. You see it? Mango Bay, big up yourself.
This is Luke and D. Real food you want, come to Mango Bay every day. Real food.
Mango Bay Restaurant, located in the heart of downtown Montreal, 1236 Mackay Street, Suite 201. For reservations, please call 514-875-7082 or visit mangobay.ca. Real food.
Let's get together and feel all right.
Now Cara Patties is on a fast break with Veggie Patty leading the charge. The pass is down deep to Goat Patty. Goat Patty passes baseline to Beef Patty. Beef Patty shoots from downtown at the buzzer and bingo! It's in! It's in! Cara Patties wins the game and is now the world champions! The number one in Montreal. Come on down to 9550 Jean Milo in LaSalle for the best patties, roadies, jerk chicken, and more. Or call us at 438-387-4004. Cara Patties, the champions of Montreal.
Spread your wings.
One-stop Caribbean cuisine for the best in Caribbean dishes. Come visit us and enjoy our specialties such as oxtail, jerk chicken, roti, and many more. Ask about our $8 lunch special on any chicken plates from Tuesdays to Fridays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also try our famous crispy fried chicken dipped in our special barbecue sauce. You can order online through your preferred restaurant apps or call 514-365-3636 or enjoy a 10% discount on all in-store pickup. This store apply to promotions. We are located at 334 Saint Jacques in Lachine. Visit us today. One Stop Caribbean Cuisine, Chef X, new location.
Blessing up a flow like a reef. Blessing up a flow like a reef.
Caribbean Food Factory is available for all your special occasions. Come get a taste of authentic Jamaican cuisine prepared by none other than Montreal's top chef, Lloydie. You can also come sample our homemade natural juices. You can pick up, you can dine in, or you can also have it delivered directly to your home by Skip the Dishes or Uber Eats. We also offer catering and hall rentals for all your special occasions. Caribbean Food Factory, 5311 de Maisonneuve West on the corner of the Carrick. You can link us 514-481-2444 by email at foodfactorycaribbean@gmail.com.
From the view to the field, no back on the corner. Back on the corner. And every get to you get for fly, give thanks to my father. But mama say go hard, don't wait, son. Wash up if you want your drop crawl. The amount of time them girls dumping up. Consistency up and down. Get to you for every chance. For peer by beaches. For care for she bed. Tripping. We be one, we one business. Greater than Guinness. Big goal, no skin edge. On up the road, but us trying to burn bridges. On up the road, but us trying to burn bridges. On up the road, but us trying to burn bridges. Me not do nothing if me don't like it. So tell me why me I go beg you since me don't like this. You see, time some rent, I'm a go join that piece. If I'm a damn for give me strength, me a go down that ditch. Enough, nothing good for say better, you don't touch. That's why I'm around, I keep a secret, cause me don't like snitch. I'm not gonna live for God to tell me for my 4-5 clip. Come, say me don't like fish. Junk crop. Get your youth for average, yeah. For peer by beaches. For cap, yeah, you pay. Diamonds start tripping.
Let's
Frankie music.
Pull up on that one.
Frankie.
From the view to the view, no back panic.
And get away from us, you know?
And every
time, yeah? Check it up, behave yourself.
But mama say go hard to wait, son. Wash up if you want your drop crawl. The amount of time them just dumping out. Consistency up and down. Get on your feet, every chance. Touch me about me, say. Fat can't fear she bend. Diamonds start dripping. On up the road, but us trying to burn bridges. On up the road, but us trying to burn bridges. Me not do nothing if me don't like it. So tell me why me I go beg you since me don't like this. You see, them some rank, them I go join it. If I be them, forgive me strength, me I go down that ditch. You know, nothing good for say, but you don't touch. That's why me rather keep a secret, cause me don't like snitch. Them now go live for God to tell me for my click. Me don't like junk rock. Get on your feet every chance. Touch me about me say. Fat can't fear she bend. Diamonds start tripping. We be one, we one business. Greater than Guinness. Big gold no scheme. On up the road but us trying to burn bridges.
On up the bridges. On up the bridges.
On up the road but us trying to burn bridges. On up the road, but us trying to burn bridges.
Everybody seems to searching for something new. Something new. Something new. You make me feel different by myself. Nobody love me like you do. You got me falling like night you. Even though my nose is the size, I'm just deuce deuce. Me no worry about cheating when I'm perfect. Just drop it up and don't walk. I spin around the loose juice. But I want smile like blue screws. No, just when I want some European with blue smooth. On my butt, I talk where I flex with a smooth groove. And if you get none, now your mood, dude. No, I'm in a fight with respect. Me get that naturally. Any mommy, be treat me properly. Must be something from you. Get a chance to enter the temple of my body. That's why any mommy get in on my life. Be treat me royalty. Respect you, if you're not show me that. If you're not show me that, show me that, show me that. Any money not make all mine, if you treat me like royalty. I treat you the way you treat me. If that love ain't no mean nothing to you, you ain't to me. Not the time to catch feelings, don't think I am soft. I tell you what's in my heart. Never have clown heads, touchy cloud. Me not see the man protect me head, rough circle round. For some me rather try this journey alone. And if me leave not in my foot, them can't turn around. My neighbor post a picture on me IG for you see what my life is like. If you're not sure, respect 100. Then you can't get one of mine, get it. No, me not fight for respect, me get that naturally. Mommy, coffee, treat me properly. Must be something from you. Get a chance to enter the temple of my body. That's why any mommy getting on my life, coffee, treat me like royalty. Respect you. If you're not show me that, then any money not make one mine, coffee, treat me like royalty. Respect you. And if you're not show me that, then make all mine if they treat me like royalty. Respect you. And if you're not show me that, then f*** you. Any money now make all mine if they treat me like royalty.
CKUD 90.3 FM. Zero breach in the building. How y'all doing, family? How y'all doing? You hear me out there? You hear me out there loud and clear? Let me turn it up. Y'all hearing me out there loud and clear? I think we good now. Much love to everybody tuning in on this lovely Tuesday, September 21st. It's our full moon vibe, yeah? It's our full moon vibe at that point right now. Sun is shining. I hope y'all outside getting that some fresh air. If y'all could get that fresh air, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my mobile tech. The one and only Bionic Pixie. That's what we call wifey, you know? Out there on the road making sure I'm sound good and I text me for make sure I say, you know? Yo, shout out everybody who tuned in last week, man. I tried to come on last week and audio settings were off. I don't know, man. I don't know. It was like ghosting my machine or something. But then I had this thought. I said, wouldn't it be weird if I only figured out what is going on with my system the day after the election? The day after the election. Got a politician them don't know, say, yo, I kind of loud, you know. Yeah, man. And the politician them don't know that, yo, I got my community in my heart, you know what I'm saying? You know? So, I don't know. I ain't saying nothing. Hey, let me not start saying, yo, preach is spreading false news. No, sir. I ain't spreading no conspiracy theories. I'm just saying, sometimes the world have a way of doing certain things. And some people don't pray to the same people that certain people pray to. You see? You never know what kind of energy is moving around you. You see? We wake up today. The morning after yet another Canadian election. I mean, I guess I can report. Same stuff, different day. A majority went to a minority, turned into a minority. Official opposition is the Conservative Party. The Bloc Quebecois posted some seats. The NDP posted some seats. The Green Party posted some seats. Yeah. Commons family. Yeah, man. There's a yardie in the parliament, y'all. Yo. Shout out everybody who went to make sure that their voices were heard yesterday. Stood up in line, filled out their ballots. Everybody out here trying to keep democracy alive, we appreciate you all. You see, as a man, I don't take part of the gang affiliation, you know what I mean? I don't really partake in the gang affiliation. I don't fall on one side of the fence or the other. You know what I mean? You don't know how I stay. Babylon is Babylon straight. I love CKUT because CKUT allows for open, diverse, free speech.
Yo, I've been saying for some time now.
Let me check my levels. My tech is on the other side saying, yo, mic check. My tech is on the other side saying, mic check. Shout out our official in-house technician, Spencer. Yo, man got a lot of work to do, you know. Man have a lot of work to do, you know. Man's ears is ringing all day. My point, you know what I mean? This is why I love alternative radio. This is why I love community radio. The community comes together to accomplish greatness. When the community comes together to make sure that, you know what I mean? We are all, yo, you know? That everybody is on that good foot. Alex, I miss you. Louise, I miss ya! Shout out the entire CKUT family, man. Missy and all, I'm a DJ them, you know what I mean? But so it go for now. As I said, that's why I love alternative radio. That's why I love CKUT. This is why we have to keep platforms like CKUT alive. We can't allow the major media to control the airwaves.